Blog Talk Radio.
First, I want to say hello to my lovely darling in the Philippines. Bess, you got my heart and soul, baby. All right, let's read a few poems and then we'll play some music. Sitting here in my situation, that wasn't my own creation, told to fight the enemy. When I look in the mirror, maybe that's me. I don't like fighting wars. Making love, I love much more, but I'm not of the rank. To my country, no thanks. You always start what I have to finish. Where's the love? Is there a heart in it? You can't explain pain. You can only feel it. It's real to the one it touches. No, it's not someone's crutches. You said yesterday, today is my future, but nothing's changed. You just want filthy lucre. You said crying doesn't mean dying, but have you ever done it? You may sing about everything, but in this world, you don't run it. So if you don't believe, then please don't deceive others. Not our mothers, fathers, sisters, or brothers. Just cause you're blind to sweet reality. They say opposites attract. They say it's true, and I believe it because of me and you. When you're asleep, I'm awake, and when I'm asleep, you live in dreams. They are from afar, only about me. Come see me, baby, if you please, to the USA from way overseas. It won't take long, we'll both learn new songs, I promise. My promise is strong, so get up and out and hurry along. But you know how I really want to see you, my sweet baby. Yeah, we both agree. To the USA from way overseas. Nothing is impossible in this life. Give your all. Come on, give it a try. Get in that plane and fly, fly, fly. To the USA from way overseas. To the USA from way overseas. I said to the USA from way overseas. You're never too old for love, but maybe you're too young to know what love really means. It's about hopes and dreams, not about money and schemes. It's meant to be for a lifetime with one who truly knows. Okay, let's play a song here. Glenn Campbell, Place.
I've tried and I have failed, Lord. I've won and I have lost. I've lived and I have loved, Lord. Sometimes that's such a cost. One thing I know, the world's been good to me, a better place awaits, you'll see. Some days I'm so confused, Lord. My past gets in my way. Ones I love, Lord, more and more each day. One thing I know, the world's been good to me, a better place.
Place, Glenn Campbell. Of course, you know he has Alzheimer's now, so he's not really able to remember a lot of things, do a lot of things. That was his last album he put out when he first got sick, and He's in 24-hour care now, trying to live out what's left of what he can do. Okay, it's time for another few poems here. You got to start somewhere to get anywhere in life. High or low, maybe yes or no, living free or in constant strife. Yeah, you got to start somewhere to get anywhere in life. Nothing but our love will forever survive. Even on the other side, we'll still be together in time. Nothing but our love will ever be so true. Come with me, darling, let me show you everything to you. Nothing but our love, that's all I'll even need. Because your sweetheart has captured me eternally. Yes, there's going to be nothing but our love. Starry nights, rainy afternoons, they always remind me of you. Oh, they remind me of you. You could storm and rage, then put us on a sparkling display like starry nights and rainy afternoons. Honey, when you left, my sky went gray. I thought I would die. Oh, I cried that day. Guess I'd do anything I could do just to be again with you in those starry nights and those rainy afternoons. I'm good for a cry. I'm good for a laugh. But, baby, I'm no good at coming in last. You always run way ahead, leaving me behind, left for dead. Maybe there's too much air inside your empty head. Hey, Cortana, you can kiss a banana. It doesn't matter to me, even if it's green. If you get a ripe one with lots of money, oh, baby, I know you'll know which way to go. Hey, Cortana, don't miss your chance. That banana could be true to give you romance. Ooh. Oh, baby, you blew me up because I'm so full of love, love just for you. I feel like a bomb that's been ticking for too long. So, baby, blow me up with your sweet love. It'll be a blast from a future that lasts forever. I'm good for loving you. There's been girls before, three or four, maybe more, but please, please try. Try me for life. Try to be my wife. Thank you, baby, for being yourself. I don't need or want anyone else. Thank you, baby. We've been through a lot. Feelings run deep, sometimes cool, mostly hot. He tried pleasing her, but she was thinking about him. He softly said to her, sometimes the second one's better than the first that wins. When you're dry and you want to cry, look at me, baby, in the eye. Sometimes the second one's better than the first that wins. Okay, time for another song from Glen Campbell. It's 1,000 lifetimes. Here we go.
I've lived at least 1,000 lifetimes. Walked down a road with no end in sight. I've seen miracles in moonlight and lonely goodbyes. I've faced the consequence and sorrow. Still I stood up and faced tomorrow.
Centuries, travel has become one of the world's largest industries, but until the 60s, this strange form of human behavior was always shrouded in an atmosphere of high culture and moral improvements. Its real motives were hushed up. English novelist E.M. Forster suggested in the early novels about travelers in Italy that frustrated, repressed upper-class English people really went to Italy not to examine churches and relics, but to find love and sex. One doesn't come to Italy for niceness, one of his characters admits. One comes for life, a polite euphemism for getting laid. Freud was of the opinion that sex and railway travel always went together, the incessant rocking motion. But the same could be said of almost any form of whimsical wandering. The Grand Tour in the 18th century was supposed to be a way for young aristocrats to improve their minds through visits to Roman ruins. In reality, it was a nonstop debauch. The lords went to Venice both for the Tintoretto's and the courtesans, but they certainly preferred the courtesans. 200 years on, I suspect we travel in part for very similar reasons, though we almost never admit it. The wandering traveler is more open to random experiences than the more structured home life could ever permit. A hotel room and a bar in the streets of a foreign city replaces his home and its tediously overfamiliar haunts. His mind begins to open upward, up open toward the unexpected. Walking is a virtue, while tourism is a deadly sin. Indeed, the solitary explorer in foreign parts is nearly always in an unconscious position to stumble upon the erotically unknown, provided he gets out of the car or train, or God forbid, a tour bus and makes his way on foot. Each continent is different. In North America, the traveler gravitates toward the hotel bar where he finds a variety of fellow transients looking for extemporized connection. In tropical Asia, where I live, the street itself is a conduit. The sidewalk restaurants of Bangkok crowded together as to make flirtations almost inevitable. In Europe, it's parks and museums, so who could resist a hopeful spin at a bar in Savoy in Rome, or the more secretive watering hole in Istanbul's Karagan Palace, Kempinski? The easiest achievement is a hookup for with a fellow traveler, since like you, she's likely to be unmoored and open to novelty. Our guards are down all the way. I once hit off with a German woman in a laundromat in Tokyo while we were doing our backpacker detergent duty. We seemed to be the only Westerners in the neighborhood where we were staying, and this enormous bag had kind of an erotic allure to it. But why? I wondered to myself at the time if I would have found her attractive had I met her in Hyde Park or Greenwich Village. Probably not, I admitted, but the sentiment was priggish and irrelevant. Place and time are everything to human life. She wrote me for years before finally admitting coyly that she'd been happily married while traveling in Tokyo. Fair enough, all bets are off when you're several thousand miles from home, trying on a new self as part of the fun of escaping, wandering away from cultural content that circumscribes everything you feel and do. On the road, you're not expected to behave in any particular way, other than not murdering or abusing people. On the other hand, of course, there's the equivalent allure of mutual incomprehension with the locals. I once hired a motorbike in Battambang in Cambodia for a few days in the hope of seeing the town. One night, I noticed someone was following me on a bike of her own. She eventually drew level with me and asked me if I would take her to dinner. We ended up kissing and then sleeping on a boat in the Stung River, but had no sex. It went on for 2 weeks and the same rule held. Yeah, I never got tired of it. It was a motorbike fling whose culture context was completely beyond me, and in the end, I found that the non-sex was more erotic and mysterious than sex would have been. This is something curious about liberating, about sharing intimacy with someone whose language you can't speak. Sharing only a few words can sometimes get you to a point much quicker. The spaces between you fill up very quickly. Most travel is uneventful or worse. Trains are late, baggage breaks at the back, money seeps uncontrollably, and more mere places frequently disappoint. At the back of your mind, however, there is often a thought of which you are partially ashamed. At the end of the day, there's always an hour or two alone and unaccounted for. You can slip like a slick thief into a bar of a nice hotel, order yourself a gin and tonic, disappear into the rarefied atmosphere of eternal hope and lechery that a simple hotel bar can confer. You'll probably stagger upstairs alone at midnight with the flat screen for company, but every once in a while, if you're lucky, the gods will smile and remind you that they are not entirely dead or even domesticated. Okay, let's hear another song. Glenn Campbell, this is Any Trouble. Don't back to a little bit of poetry here. We're back to the good old days. Fussing and fighting. Getting carried away. Yeah, we're back to the good old days. I thought between me and you, everything had changed to new, but the old days, they really came back and shining through. We're back to the good old days. Seems as though they're here to stay. Don't act like that or even say, back to the good old days. This is for my special love, calm and sweet as a dove. She's an angel to me. She set my heart free. My special love is just us two. No one else will ever do the things she says to me every time we shall meet. I want to be her for all. I want her for all my life to be my loving wife. She has a smile, such a soft style. I'll love her all the while. Yes, this is for my special love, so calm and sweet as a dove. She's an angel to me. She set my heart free. Oh, my special love. The news is new, but listen, my dear. You may sweetly learn, let me make it so clear. I'm in love with you. There's nothing, nothing you need to do except always be you. You're my sunshine, darling. You never let me down. A smile from you, yes, you really means it. I can't frown. You're my inspiration, the reason I'm me. You make my thoughts float, float on the wind to you across the sea. I wish I could write. I wish I could sing. Oh, I'd do anything, yes, anything for your love. For your love, I'd really try to reach out and touch the sky. If I have to, I'd even die for your love. For your love makes me complete. It's all in this world I'll ever need. Oh, baby, don't ever leave. Don't ever even go. 'Cause you're my everything I ever want to know. Some place I don't recognize when I've seen it all. All of it's too much. I only need one to really trust. It's the one that's real. She makes my heart feel. Yes, love is always near when I see her, my sweet dear. But right now I'm alone in this cold, old house. That's not really a home as my heart turns to stone. Yes, all of it is too much. I only need a soft touch, a sweet, sweet smile to really know in my soul that life is worthwhile. Give me the truth. It won't hurt. You won't be the last, and you're sure not my first. Give me time. It's all I really want. Life's not about playing games or putting up a front. Give me all. Our lives are not like pie. Don't slice me in pieces. It just makes me feel less alive. Give me hope for today, because dreams are so few. I need a heavenly vision from an angel like you. Christmas is just another day, thinking of only you, and you're so far away. Christmas, I wish you were my gift. Oh, I'd die for just one sweet kiss. There's nothing I can do that can be undone. Another day, it's just Christmas, and I'm a lonely one. Oh, tonight I dream. I dream upon a star. You see it too, no matter where you are. Yes, Christmas is just another day, sleeping in this old cold room, surrounded by only words we say. Oh, Christmas is not what it used to be, what it should be. No one around my lonely tree. I need your love, your heart to really be free. Without you, Christmas is just another day. It's dehumanizing. It's invasive to my life. You know what I mean? That thing called Skype. No one ever looks the same to me, you see. It's always the same. It's never very nice. Yeah, that's Skype. I feel like an animal in a zoo. We stare and maybe share a word, no more than a few. It's not something that I like. That's a thing called Skype. Yeah, I tried and tried it before. I'm sure you have too. But I don't want to be naughty for anyone, no, not even you. Because I have a life, leave me alone. I'll take the phone over that nasty, nasty Skype. Well, I guess that's our show for today. If you enjoyed the poetry and the music, see you next time. Have a great day, great night, wherever you are. Bye.